you've got two children and a mother who have not survived. What do you say? We'll give you some more information on that if any comes through between now and 6 o'clock. In other news, local drug squads are being set up across Australia to fight the war on ice. This has been backed by the federal government. It'll see police join up with schools, sporting clubs, local councils, service providers and welfare agencies. There'll be 40 local drug action teams. New South Wales will have 11 of them, and there are plans to create more in coming years. For a quick description on how this is all going to work, Greg Hunt, the Federal Minister for Health, is on the line. Minister, good afternoon.
And good afternoon, Ben. I just have to say that the story you've just talked about in terms of the family, you know, as a dad, the way you describe it, I just cannot imagine the devastation.
You can't imagine it, and that poor dad will be devastated at the moment and trying to get to grips with what he's just been told. Now, there are families out there, Minister, as you know, who have a different kind of tragedy in their family, in their community, in their household, and that is brought about by ICE. What are these local drug squads going to do on the ground?
Sure. So ICE is a vicious drug. It's not something that can be used without terrible consequences. We have about 200,000 Australians that we know are taking ICE each year. So we've got two sides to the war on ICE. One is the hard-edged policing, cracking down on the dealers and trying to get everybody involved in the production chain. The second is working with preventing and helping users. In particular, we want to set up local drug action teams. We are. There's the first 40 that have been announced today in, you know, whether it's places like Kiama or Canterbury, Penrith, Tumut, Lismore, Newcastle, all around the state, we'll have teams working with police, schools, sporting clubs where, for example, they'll find a young person who might be vulnerable, try to get them involved in a sporting club, sponsor their participation in the sporting club, and give them a way to be engaged in the community and a way to be, removing the risk or getting off the ice.
You really feel for people who are trying to help people off the ice. There was a documentary series that ran recently on the ABC all about ice, and I really felt for these people who are on the front line trying to deal with it because they go back time and time again, and they know chances are the person that they've helped out last week is probably going to be back on the gear, but you've got to keep on trying and keep on trying.
Well, you do have to do that. You just have to keep fighting to get each of these people off it. We know that the drug is an absolute nightmare. I met with medical staff today at Frankston Hospital, and their view was that you need the combination of the medical treatment but the social treatment. They've had to deal with young people coming in on ice. Some of them are violent, and that's why they now need security in the emergency department. It's also why many of their people are wearing cameras fixed to their shoulders, just like the police. They've learned it from the police, and they have said that that is one of the things which is helping to reduce the violence. But this is about preventing young people who are in a vulnerable situation from getting onto the ice and trying to help bring others off. And we're doing this around the country. There'll be over 220 teams, but right now across New South Wales, as of today, we'll be rolling out new local teams.
All right. Well, look, I know many of my listeners are affected by this because it seems to cut into all corners of life. And because you're from Victoria, we're going to excuse you on this one. It's Kiama.
Yes. And I realised as I said it, I've been there over the years with a number of different things, and it was a moment's inadvertence rather than a lifetime's ignorance on this occasion.
No, it's all right. Just don't get me trying to pronounce places from Victoria. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Greg Hunt, the Federal Minister for Health, joining us on the line.